Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on February 9th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. Our first story today covers new evidence of a rift between the Biden administration and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, more commonly known as ICE. According to a report from The Guardian, ICE has deported 72 people to Haiti, including 22 children, one of which was only 2 months old. Haiti is currently experiencing severe political unrest, making it a dangerous situation to send anyone to, let alone children. This comes after an executive order from the Biden administration placing a moratorium on deportations for 100 days, with the only exceptions being highly dangerous individuals and suspected terrorists. This shows a clear rift between the Biden administration and leadership within ICE, as this is clearly in defiance of Biden's orders. On to our second story, which takes us to Louisiana, where four state troopers have been arrested by Louisiana State Police after, quote, an extensive and detailed review of use of force encounters, end quote. From an ABC News article, quote, the troopers identified as 30-year-old Jacob Black, 28-year-old Dakota DeMoss, 34-year-old Randall Dickerson, and 26-year-old George Harper all face charges of simple battery and malfeasance in office. Brown faces an additional charge of obstruction of justice, according to the Louisiana State Police. It was unclear whether any of the troopers have obtained legal representation. Quote, the charges stem from two incidents in July 2019 and May 2020. The earlier incident took place during a traffic stop on Interstate 20 in Ouachita Parish after troopers discovered suspected narcotics in the vehicle and placed the driver into custody, according to Louisiana State Police. Brown and Dickerson allegedly utilized excessive and unjustifiable force on the handcuffed driver, deactivated body-worn cameras, and reported untruthful statements regarding the alleged resistance by the suspect, according to the Louisiana State Police. Quote, the second incident occurred following a vehicle pursuit in Franklin Parish after the successful deployment of a tire deflation device. The driver exited the vehicle and immediately laid on the ground in compliant position, according to Louisiana State Police. DeMoss, Harper, and Brown allegedly utilized excessive and unjustifiable force during the handcuffing process and deactivated body-worn cameras. Brown also allegedly falsified the use of force and arrest reports and allegedly failed to indicate and provide video evidence, according to the Louisiana State Police. It is great news to see that these four troopers have been arrested, not just suspended or fired, but actually arrested, as this is a massive step in the right direction to holding police accountable for excessive use of force. We still need to see convictions to be satisfied, but this is again a massive step in the right direction. That concludes our stories today. If you enjoyed the video, be sure to leave a like and subscribe to see more like it. Thank you for watching. That has been your daily dose of reality. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.